Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, August 27, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Presidential elections in Chechnya may have an impact on outreach. Change coming to Indonesia won't phase a Christian school, and translators work toward finishing the Nepali Bible. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Chechnya, where presidential elections Sunday are surrounded by a palpable strain. Observers fear the process will be neither fair nor free, especially since a rebel commander has threatened to assassinate the winner, Russian Ministry's Sergei Rakuba.
The tension in Chechnya is still pretty high level. The unrest after the previous president was assassinated in May, and all this summer months, you know, there were lots of tension between groups in Chechnya.
Rakuba explains that they've been teaching the indigenous church to stand on their own feet in case expatriates have to leave.
We will see what will happen this election. So if one of the candidates, and whoever is, will win, and he's not supported by the insurgents, you know, then it's another wave of violence, and it is a dangerous place to be, and especially to continue ministry.
Meanwhile, church leaders want the next president of Indonesia to stop discrimination against Christians. Their concerns reveal an emerging jihad targeting believers. But the trouble doesn't extend to the whole country, although its shadow has created problems for mission groups. OMS International's Debbie Wittig is a teacher at an international Christian school in East Java.
I suppose because people think Indonesia is a dangerous country, they are afraid to go there as missionaries, and we desperately need more teachers and principal for next school year.
Wittig says because their student body is international, their school doesn't face the same challenges for militant Muslims that an Indonesian school might. However, they still need to be careful.
Pray that we would be faithful and not to be afraid, but to be bold where we can, when we can, but not to be offensive. To know the difference, I guess.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Survivors of Hurricane Charley are still struggling to meet daily needs, but long-term recovery efforts are taking shape in Florida. Operation Blessing International joined the relief effort. OBI teamed up with the Salvation Army to feed the hungry and give moral support to those in need. Rebuilding the devastation could take years, and teams are looking at providing the manpower to help in that area. Teams hope to demonstrate God's love by easing the need and suffering in this area. Next, the film The Passion of the Christ will be released on DVD and video. This weekend, the International Bible Society is doing something that could change lives in a major city in the United States. Mike Richards is with IBS in Houston, Texas.
This Sunday, the 29th, every residential subscriber to the Houston Chronicle will be receiving with their newspaper a copy of the Passion of the Christ, Gospel of Luke, that we produced in conjunction with the film.
That represents more than 430,000 people. Richard says the Passion was the tiller of the soil, so to speak, but this is about planting seeds.
Jesus said that his word was seed, and so we're going to be planting seeds all over the city of Houston in the ground that I feel like has been turned over. And we're just praying that God would watch over his word and it would be a fruitful harvest for the kingdom in the city of Houston.
And the World Bible Translation Center's translation team is nearing completion of the Nepali Bible. 5 years ago, they released the New Testament and saw the need for the Old Testament as well. However, the low literacy rate and lack of literacy programs in local languages may pose a challenge in ministry. Teams are working in advance to help prepare people to receive the Bible. Pray for the Nepali Bible translation in progress by WBTC, which will reach the majority of their population. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. That's Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.